Call of Duty is the biggest franchise in first-person shooter history, as well as being one of, if not the biggest franchises in gaming in general. But recently, things haven't been quite right with the globally adored series. In today's mini-documentary, we will be comparing the best World War II game from the series to the most recent, to see if we can answer the ever-popular question, what is wrong with Call of Duty? In 2008, Treyarch Studios released Call of Duty World at War. This Call of Duty release was more significant than the previous installments because it was the anticipated debut of the studio making it. Questions on whether they would deliver or not were rife among the community at the time, as this was yet another World War II shooter, which at the time was only one of two eras the franchise had covered, with the other being the absolutely seismic Call of Duty 4. The scepticism soon died out though, as fans began to realise that they had been blessed with one of the greatest shooters of all time.